Welcome to FYE Chats, an AUS podcast. I'm your host, Erica Payne. College is a big transition that can be a little overwhelming. We invite you to listen in on candid conversations with the AUS community because we want to see you thrive as you begin your first year experience. On this week's show, we're going to chat with Dr. Mevash Ali about the best ways to prepare for placement tests. Dr. Mevash is the director of the Academic Support Center and First Year Experience. I've gotten to witness firsthand her passion for helping students succeed and enjoy their college experience. Mevash, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Erica.
We'd love to learn a little more about your department.
So very simply, the Academic Support Center assists students in achieving academic success. I have an amazing team of advisors and peer advisors. We offer a variety of student success workshops and also coordinate academic accommodations for students with disabilities. We help students explore majors that they might be interested in. And in particular, we work very closely with first-year students.
Wow, sounds like a busy department.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I'm going to jump right into the serious stuff.
Okay.
All of the talk about placement tests can be nerve-wracking. What are placement tests, and why do new students have to take them?
So first-year students at AUS come from many different countries and educational backgrounds. The placement tests are used to test their knowledge and level of preparedness for first-year courses in math, writing, and physics. Students' scores on the placement test determine whether they can go directly into the first college level of courses in these subjects. We call these 100-level courses, or if they need to go through prep courses in order to be ready for the content level of these first-year courses. So there are situations in which students can be exempted from having to take the placement test, and those are noted in the catalog and the placement test website.
Okay, so now that we understand a little bit about what they are, how will a first year know which placement tests to take?
All students need to take the writing placement test unless they're exempted. And for the other placement tests, it's basically the major of the student that determines which other placement tests they will need. So for example, most engineering students, with the exception of computer science majors, will need to take the physics placement test. And if students go on the placement test website, there's a really handy table that clearly tells students which placement tests are needed for the particular major.
That sounds pretty clear. Here's a trickier question. Which tests should a student take if they haven't decided on a major yet?
I knew that question was coming. So students can take the placement test in the general area that they are interested in. So for example, if a student knows that they're generally interested in a business major, they can take the business math placement test in addition to the writing placement test. This will allow them to take the appropriate courses to work towards any business major. But if a student really doesn't know the general area of interest for majors, then they're welcome to come and see me at the Academic Support Center, either during orientation or before orientation. And I can kind of discuss the options of majors with them. And then based on that conversation, I can guide them towards the appropriate placement test that they have to take.
I'm sure that would be a really helpful meeting. These tests sound pretty important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
What happens if a student doesn't do well on a placement test?
Yeah, so students who don't attain the placement scores necessary to register directly in the 100-level courses have to pass the relevant prep courses before they can take the first level of college courses in that area. So the prep courses are 00 level courses, and they're in addition to the courses that students need for graduation.
Okay, I guess those courses could build a helpful foundation for students who still need to grow in that content area.
Exactly. The prep courses give students a solid foundation for the content that they will encounter in the first college level course in those subject areas.
So how does it impact their graduation timeline or the courses they might take?
Yeah, if a student doesn't attain the required score on the placement test, they will delay taking the relevant first level of college courses in those subject areas. And this can have a trickle-down effect for the other courses in the sequence. Students can explore with their advisors strategies that they can use to make up some time over the summer semesters.
What if a student is disappointed in their grade and they felt like it doesn't reflect their ability? Can students retake placement tests if they don't go well?
No, unfortunately, students can only sit for a placement test once. So it's really important that they do their level best the first time. The only exception is the math placement test if the student is changing to a different major that has a different math requirement.
Wow, it sounds like these tests should be taken pretty seriously.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing our listeners might want to grab something to take notes for this next question. How can first years set themselves up for success on these placement tests?
So students who are admitted to AUS have a high potential for success, and they're well prepared for the placement test through their high school education. However, if after, you know, a summer of rest and relaxation, they want to brush up on their knowledge, they can go to the AUS placement test website and work through the practice test that we have available. This will give them a really good idea of the types of questions and the topic areas that will be covered in the placement test. And there are multiple practice tests with the answer keys available on the placement test website. I also really recommend the placement test websites for detailed instructions on the processes associated with the placement tests.
Mm. Wow, that's a lot of helpful information. We'll make sure to link these resources in our show notes. Before we close the show, I'd like to end with a few questions just to get to know our guests. First, AUS is a beautiful campus. Do you have a favorite part?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I love the Shiraz space on campus. It's located in the library building. It has a coffee shop, rocking chairs, swings. It's a really good space to take a break during the day and chat with a friend.
I love the Shiraz space too. The swings are my favorite. Next question. No matter how put together even you sound, we all have bad days. Do you have a most embarrassing moment at AUS?
Oh, no. So many, actually, but my favorite one, I once wore two different colored shoes to work. I didn't even notice it until like close to lunch, and nobody said anything, so hopefully no one else noticed it. And you know, I sit behind a desk, so it wasn't quite that bad, but luckily I was able to pop back home and change real quick.
If you know Dr. Mevash, you know that she loves having fancy shoes. So I'm sure this was an embarrassing moment for her. Last question. What is one piece of advice you'd like to share with our first years listening?
Oh, you know, AUS has some incredible services to support our students. So my advice for the first years would be to start using these services early in their first semester and continue using them throughout their years at AUS. There is just so much help available for students, and all they have to do is ask.
Thank you so much for that helpful insight, Mevash. We appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It was such a treat to hear from Dr. Mevash today. Check out our show notes for links to the resources mentioned. If you found this information helpful, we would love to hear your feedback. Thanks so much for listening to our show. See you next time on FYE Chats.